Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Now, I've been at a swingers resort a couple of times, hedonism, so it's a very interesting time. There's a 52-year-old woman in England. She's a swinger. This past weekend, she and her husband went to something called the Swingfields Festival in England, which bills itself as Europe's biggest sex festival. Mm-hmm. Well, this chick brought her A-game. She participated in a bunch of different events, and I've seen these things. Jelly wrestling?
Yeah.
Nude tug of war and a bunch of orgies. Uh-huh. She worked so hard she had a heart attack.
By the way, a bunch of orgies, the worst cereal ever.
Can I get frosted flavored orgies? She didn't die. She lived.
She lived.
But here's the question that I posed on our Facebook page. How would you like to die? Okay. I know a little bit morbid, but Candace Barbara Ann Bear says, my uncle passed away during sex with my aunt. She didn't know.
She didn't know.
He died with a smile on his face.
Man.
Anyway, Nathan Andrew Herbert. This puts the whole new perspective on the phrase "the English are coming." That's funny.
Why do all of our listeners sound like serial killers with their names today?
I don't know.
Why do they all have three names?
Aiden Hutchison. That's only
one.
Two. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to die alone and somewhere serene in a peaceful manner. Hmm. Once I reach the old age. Didn't say what age, but once I reach old age,
okay.
Hopefully on a secluded beach or against the tree in a quiet field. Well,
I wish we could all plan it like that.
Good luck. And Stacy Seidlick says, I said once I wanted to die during sex, so I die with a smile on my face. So I don't know.
It's not so much for me where I want to die. It's when I don't want to die. I don't want to die in the crapper.
No.
I don't want, and if I do, I hope somebody has the wherewithal to pull me off of it and put me in bed.
Well, you can't die on the crapper because then it's not your death because everybody will refer to you as Elvis. He's already, you can't beat Elvis. Died on the crapper.
Come on.
You don't want to die looking at porn. Like, you want to make sure your computer screen is clean, like your web browser history.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to die doing solo Turkish oil wrestling.
No, you don't want to die doing that. There are lots of things. Like, for me, actually, a big fear of mine would be, like, dying and then, like, people walking in to find me and there's just, like, a horrible song on my playlist. You know? Like, I don't want them to walk in and have, like, Aqua, like, Barbie Girl playing. Actually, maybe I do.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hopefully you're enjoying holidays, getting ready for Craven.
Hey, people are pumped for it, man.
I know, it's a party,
man. They're really excited for it.
Yeah.
I might even go check it out.
Are you?
I haven't been for a while, yeah. Yeah, I got tickets, so I'm going to go.
You're going to put on some pickle stabbers?
No, I don't have any.
I
don't
kill
have
some
it.
Insects in the corner of a room?
I don't have any. Hey, have you had any selfie blunders? Like where you took a picture and maybe somebody was you picked something up that you shouldn't have, like in terms of the back behind your shoulder or anything like that?
I've had selfie blunders where I gave away my location and I didn't want to. I've done that.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, nothing major.
So this couple,
I'm pretty safe with that.
This couple in England sent a picture to her dad, and they're in front of the mirror in their bedroom, right, or wherever they are, and they take a picture, and right there on the counter is a bottle of lubricant.
Right. Yeah.
So she's all embarrassed because
I got a squeaky door. When we ran out of WD-40.
Yeah, there's
so
no WD-40. Yeah, all of Saskatchewan uses WD-40. But so I'm just asking, like, any selfie blunders? Because imagine sending that to your dad.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Saying hi to John Ryan, joining us from L.A., spending some time with his wife, Sarah Colonna, and enjoying the bye week. Any more earthquakes out there?
Not since I've been back. We had a couple big ones last week, yeah. A 6.4 and a 7.1, but I luckily missed those.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a second there, Mr. Ryan. We have a potential bad storm here in the Regina area, and we have a two-hour weather delay. And the Padres and the Dodgers play through an earthquake. They didn't leave the field. They just kept playing. That's crazy.
Yeah, I saw the highlights of that. It was crazy. I mean, I've lived in LA now for 5 years, and I've only experienced a couple little earthquakes, but nothing of that magnitude. From what I hear, it was pretty good here. It was everything was rattling around pretty hard.
So let's talk about John Ryan, the human being, for a second. How is married life when you're not with the wife? Like long distance relationship. That's where I'm going. How's it going?
No, it's going great. You know, it is a little bit different. We do have a little bit of a different marriage than most people probably know. I didn't see Sarah before training camp up until that July 1st game. I think we went about 7 weeks without seeing each other.
Holy.
And, that's just kind of how it's always been for us with, she's always on the road. I've been always on the road, now kind of living in a different country. It's been a little bit different, but that's just always what we're used to, and we're happy.
Has Sarah been to a game in Regina yet?
Yeah, she came to the July 1st and the July 6th games, came to the first two home games, and it was her first CFL experience, and she loved it. She was obviously very impressed with the stadium and how she was treated by everyone, and it didn't hurt that she sat in the AGT lounge both games. She liked that as well, but she was just very impressed with not only the stadium, but just the people of Regina.
What did she do in the two-hour weather delay?
She just does what she does in a delay. She drinks.
She was not
too far away from a bar at the time.
That's good.
For sure. Somewhere in Mosaic Stadium.
That's good. What did John Ryan do for the 2 hours in the weather delay? Like, and I'm serious about this. Did you what do you guys do down there in the locker room? How do you stay limber? What'd you do?
Yeah, it was kind of no one really knew what to do, because I think when we first got in there, everyone was saying it could be half an hour, and then all of a sudden people said it could be up to 2 hours. And a lot of guys were just hanging out. And at one point, I know Dickie came through the locker room and told everyone to take a nap. And I've never heard that before, but I wasn't going to take a nap in the middle of the game. But, yeah, guys were just kind of waiting it out. And, a lot of guys were on their phone listening to music. At one point, everyone was trying to find food. A conversation went around about whether or not we should all order to skip the dishes. And luckily, we ended up going on the field before we got a mass order in to skip the dishes.
What happened last week?
I think first and foremost, you give credit where credit is due. And they came out and they played a good football game. Arbuckle, he did by no means look like a backup quarterback. He played very good. He was impressive. And kind of, going back to Pete Carroll, what I learned from Pete is you kind of got to go back over the whole game in your head, especially after a loss. And you look at it on paper and you see a 37-10 game. But the fact of it is, there was 3 minutes left in the third quarter. We're down 15-10, and we have them on their 2-yard line. When you look at that situation, we're a 2-and-out away of getting the ball back in good field position and going in and scoring. But things just kind of unraveled at that point. I think the score wasn't a great picture of what the game actually was. The fourth quarter got ugly.
Right.
But when you look at that one point, there's 3 minutes left in the game in the third quarter. It's 15-10, and we have them pinned deep. You like our odds. It just didn't work out for us on that day. So obviously we have a lot of work to do, and we have some catching up to do with a team like Calgary, who right now is the class of the league. But I don't think we're as far behind as that score might look.
But I at least think that was your best game of the season so far. Do you agree?
I do. I felt like I was starting to get in the groove of it, and starting to hit the balls the way I wanted. And it is different than the NFL. A lot of times, you want those beautiful high punts that everyone owes and awes about. But sometimes in the Canadian game, those low liners that will trickle down to the goal line or trickle out of bounds are much more effective. And I'm learning that, and I kind of got the hang of it again after 15 years in that game, and I felt like that was definitely the type of game that, in my head, that I could have changed the game. And it just, the way the score went, it wasn't one guy wasn't really going to change that game. But going forward, I feel like those are the kind of games that I can definitely contribute in a big way.
Yeah, and you guys had a young kicker playing this time around too last week. So do you remember your first game ever?
I do. I actually remember it was 2004. We were playing in Calgary. It was a preseason game. They left Trey Westwood at home. They're going to let the kid handle all the duties. So my first play was a 35-yard field goal from the right half. I took about a step and a half and looked up, kicked it, and the ball went out the corner of the end zone. I mean, you couldn't possibly have missed a field goal that bad if you tried to. It wasn't even end zone. You know, it was a spiral out the corner of the end zone, and it was one of the worst kicks that I've seen in professional football. I will say, I then proceeded to hit six straight field goals in that game, and I think I averaged about 55 yards a punt, and Dave Ritchie gave me the game ball. So got a lot better from there.
All right, thanks, John. Enjoy your bye week.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I think a lot of us act like parenting is easy. It really isn't.
No.
It comes with some challenges, and you try and protect your kid as much as you can, but sometimes things happen. Like our young toddler, Cash, the other day, fell over as he was on his butt. He fell over and bumped his head, and he had a big goose egg on his head, right? You feel horrible, but there's nothing you can do. Kids will be kids.
No, and you try to be innovative sometimes to make them laugh or to distract them or whatever. You try different wacky things,
So it's not easy.
No.
But there are some things that are no-brainers. This one goes under the no-brainer category. A man was pulled over in Ontario for having his child sit on a case of beer because he didn't get a booster seat. So his two-year-old toddler was sitting in the front seat on a case of Bud Light when the police pulled him over. And clearly, yes, he was charged with not having his kid properly secured in the vehicle. And also, family services were called.
Well, the kid can't be sitting in the front seat either.
Well, that's the thing. I was wondering, I was like, well, what set them off? I mean, because the police might not see that, but it's because a kid was riding in the front seat that they got pulled over.
Well, it's like we always say, you need a license to drive a vehicle. You should have a license to be a parent. Honestly, you should have to go to some parenting courses and have to update them at a certain amount of time to a certain year. You know what I mean?
Here's what throws me off, though. The beer would cost just, I mean, I'm looking at, it looks like a 24-pack. That 24-pack would cost just as much as a booster seat. Like, I have a little bit of priority in life here. If you can't afford a booster seat, but you can afford a 24-pack
of beer. Well, he's going to tell you that he's not an alcoholic. He's just a good parent because he always has to buy a 24-pack to have his kid right around the car.
I was going to buy a sixer, but he didn't fit on it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Well, apparently if you want to have sex, get in the mood, you got to play The Weeknd.
Like The Weeknd, the guy who can't even put an E in his name?
The band, The Weeknd, without the E.
It's a guy.
The guy, okay. The guy, sorry. The Weeknd.
Yeah, the stupid hair. Although he doesn't have that stupid hair anymore. I think he cut
The Weeknd. Anyway, they came up with the Spotify came up with the most popular songs in people's sex-related playlists, okay? Number one song is Neighbors Know My Name, Trey Songz.
Okay.
Okay. Trey Songz has the second one called Slow Motion.
Uh-huh.
And then in the top 10, Weeknd has three songs.
Okay. I don't care anymore.
I don't care either. But what if you were, have you ever made
Pony
love to music?
Pony by Genuine.
What's that?
Pony by Genuine.
Bam. No, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Oh, yeah, no.
That'll be played this
for
weekend
me,
at Craven. Do you set
like yakety sax?
Like now with having kids and being a parent, you got...
What? Oh, as a parent, it's baby shark.
That's right. No. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. That's what I did.
You gotta time that right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Anyway, no, but like as a parent, you basically schedule sex now. There's no candles or romance. Let's be honest here. You don't, unless you kick the kids out of the house, you're having sex probably with a muffled pillow and right, so they can't hear you. But did you were you a romantic guy? Like, did you do like candles or like baths?
Candles, that's a fire hazard. No way, sir.
What?
No
just, way.
Bath.
What's a ro- okay,
look
so
at me.
What's a romantic?
No.
What's a romantic thing for you? Like, what would be a romantic night for you? Be honest. Don't be stupid. Like
a romantic night for me.
Yeah. Like maybe back in the day, not now. But what would be a romantic night? Or what's a romantic night
romantic
now?
Romantic night. You know, it's a romantic night when we pull out the Miss Vickies. Them are the expensive chips. No, I don't know, man. A romantic night is just, you know, when it's just the two of you.
Like, mine's a supper.
It's tough to find those nights.
Supper, dessert, watch your favorite show, and that's it.
Yeah?
That's it, yeah.
What, Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill, yeah. That's about it. Yeah, I don't, there's no real secret to it. I don't even know what song I'd use. You know, if I was to pick a song right now, you know what I think from The Rock? Probably something by City and Color. Okay. City and Color seems like love making music to me, doesn't
it
to you?
That's love making music.
That's love making music, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would go with that over Slayer. Although some people.
It depends what kind of mood you're in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Researchers in the UK watched how 22 different cyclists pumped themselves up for a bunch of 10-kilometer races, and they found that talking to yourself in second person makes you perform better, like saying, you can do this, instead of saying, I can do this.
Right.
So, but it got me to thinking this. Like, everybody talks to themselves, whether you're going to have that big conversation with your boss or whatever, you'll talk to yourself in the shower. Yeah. I know I've done that.
Practice.
Like, practice that. Yeah,
practice conversation.
Or you're driving around just on a Thursday afternoon, downtown Regina, and things are running through your head in your car. So what do you talk to yourself about?
I actually go through past conversations in my head and think about how I could have done them better. Mm-hmm. It's usually when, like, you're having an argument with somebody and you lose and you're driving away. It's like the old Costanza on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, yeah, well, the shrimp store called. Or the jerk store called. And they're running out of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. When you have a conversation with somebody.
And you're like, I had that burn. But
it's whatever. It's way better on the way home than it was actually in person. Yeah. I do that. Or I just think I really think about how I could have done things differently in my life and where things would be if I did things differently.
Deep.
Yeah, well, I'm in kind of a deep phase in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those things where you're just, and then you got to crank the tune.
Do you ever like interview yourself?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh yeah, so what do you think of this? Well, I think of this. It's just like, it's really pathetic. Like, you find yourself doing it and you think you're kind of a crazy person too. Yeah. You're like, am I like insane?
Or when I have to interview people, like whether it be John Ryan coming up or we have a rock star on or a sports guy, I'm gonna do this question. Yeah. And then if he says this, I'm gonna set him up with this. Right. And that's what I do a lot of too.
We're such nerds, aren't we?
I've had, you want to have a tough conversation with your kid. Mm-hmm. You have that, you know, kind of, okay, sex talk. Okay, so my dad and I never had a sex talk. I'm gonna approach it like this. So
you know what's great though now? Is you can practice in your vehicle. Like years ago, you'd be looked at as a crazy person if you're talking to yourself in a vehicle because people would be like, what the hell's going on? Yeah. But now because of Bluetooth, people just think you're talking on a phone.
Actually, what I do
so
now,
you can have like full-blown yelling conversations with yourself and everything's fine.
It's funny you say that because with your phone now, I actually tape the conversations with myself and then listen back to them just to sound how it would sound if I'm saying it to Ethan or Mara or whatever.
So you tape yourself
like the voice
having
recorder.
A conversation?
Yes. Yes, like, hey, Ethan, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know sex, it's interesting. I know the girl likes you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Get out the straitjacket. That's
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad at thewolfrocks.com, Ballsy at thewolfrocks.com.
Got this from Lisa. Hey, guys, looking for a little insight here with this email I'm sending you, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the first summer my family's ever had a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And with the summer heat coming now, we've had our neighbors walk over by our fence around the pool to make small talk.
Yeah.
I can clearly see what they want to do. They'd like us to invite them over to partake in a pool.
They're waiting for an invitation.
Don't get me wrong, we like our neighbors, but we got this pool for our family, and I'm afraid if I invite them once, they'll expect it to be a regular occurrence. Could you ask pool owners that are out there listening to your show to give me some ideas on how I handle this situation? Well, thanks, Lisa, for the email. I don't know. Like, it's interesting.
I have a solution.
I know you wouldn't invite them over.
Build a higher fence. Right? I'm not even joking. Build a higher fence so they can't have a conversation with you, or have one of your children openly pee in the pool. Like, just stand up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, trousers down. go. And then they'll be like, oh, I ain't swimming in that.
See, but okay, so there's a couple things. When I had my house there in Lake Ridge, I lived three doors down from this guy who had a pool, and he had a big PVC fence so you couldn't see it. PVC fencing's the best because you can't really
see it.
You
spent the money on the pool.
Well, you can't really see in the cracks of the fence, right? So you can't see there's a pool there. I know you can hear splashing. He invited me in to the backyard just to see it. And then he showed me the kind of where people can change outside. But he never did invite me over. He never invited my kids over. He never did. And I never did. I never asked because I'm not much of a pool guy myself. Like, I like sitting by the pool, but I don't like going in it. But here's the problem. See, so here's how I look at it. So I'll use you as an example. You're building a fence now. Maybe you'll put a pool in, okay?
No.
Wouldn't you put above ground pool?
No.
Okay, anyway, let's just say you put a pool in, okay? You have Cash and Layla.
Mm-hmm.
Cash invites his friends over, 7, 8 years old, right? Mm-hmm. I know you think it's different because it's his friends, it's not the neighbors.
Yeah.
But once you invite them over, it's open season now.
No,
now you're going to have all the kids in the backyard.
It's still your property. No, it's
you
not.
You will. Were you going to tell your kid that you can't have friends over?
Yes.
Really?
Sure.
Why did you build the pool?
For him. And for me,
but
and my family.
You're going to always be out there swimming with
him? He can have them over sometimes. Of course he can. But there's always the safety rule you can drop on him, right? You can always be like, well, you know, we don't have enough supervision today. Not safe enough. So no kids over. Okay.
Anyway, folks.
Put too much chlorine in the pool, maybe. Because then that way their eyes burn too much and they won't hang out in it too long.
Okay, you know? Okay. So you want to be known as the guy with the crappy pool that one time. Because first impressions mean everything. So have all the kids over.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time they come by,
they burn their eyes out, and then they won't
serve
come by
them
again.
Garbage food.
Yeah, where they get poisoned.
All the hot dogs are burnt to a char. Yeah,
stale chips.
Yeah,
play
nothing but like the most crazy Swedish heavy metal you can find,
Norwegian
dark metal,
or old country tunes.
Or Conway Twitty or something like that.
Hey, no, you could play Conway.
Walk out with like with the skimpiest Speedos you can find. Yeah, I think you set a tone right off the top. You're fine.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Today is World Population Day, meant to raise awareness for, you know, global population issues like fossil fuel consumption, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's crazy. The numbers are staggering. How many people do you think currently live in the world? Just guess in the billions.
I'm going to say over 7 billion.
Yes, correct. To this minute, there are 7,716,842,137 people on Earth.
Wow.
Births today alone, 161,000 people have been born today.
That's staggering.
Up until this point today, about 68,000 people have died worldwide.
So we gained almost 100,000 people.
The population has grown 93,000 people today in the world. To this year to date, today, the population has grown about 43 million worldwide.
So bigger than Canada.
More than the population of Canada has joined the Earth this year.
Wow.
That's how much we've grown.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, about 31 million people have died this year on Earth. That's staggering, right?
So we've gained 9 million people.
No, we've gained 42 million.
Oh, okay,
like
sorry.
Almost 74 million people have been born this year.
Wow.
Right. This is going to be an issue
Is this constantly talking?
Constantly growing.
Yeah,
the numbers are going.
So the
I'm just
time
watching
we're talking,
a thing that's
yeah,
going
so
by.
The time we're talking right now, there's already more
births. The time we've talked, our population, the world's population has gone up 150 people.
Is that crazy?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.